First, welcome to the home of the Los Angeles Police Department. Welcome to my home. 61 years ago, on this field, my father graduated. 35 years ago, on this field, I graduated. 30 years ago, my sister graduated, followed by two cousins. My two children graduated here within the last 5 years. And today, you graduate here. I have very short time to talk to you, and it is extremely important that you pay attention to what I say. I may never have the opportunity to speak to you as individuals again, but it's important that you understand your place and your role in the history of the Los Angeles Police Department. In order to do that, I'm going to use somebody as an example. Today, my guest is Lieutenant Joe McWilliams. Today is the second to his last day before he retires as a full-time Los Angeles police officer. Now, attending this graduation in honor of Joe are the members of C Platoon. C Platoon, you want to stand up? They do this for a variety of reasons, but they primarily do it out of respect for Joe. I'm going to tell you a little bit about why he's respected by them and why you should strive to do what he's done. You see, many times, and when I talk to classes, I know there's somebody out there in the class saying, hey, you know, I want that guy's job, meaning me. You know, I want to be the chief of police. I want to be Charlie Beck. Well, I'm here to tell you that's not what you should strive to be. You should strive to be Joe McWilliams. 32 years ago, Joe joined one of the finest law enforcement organizations in the country. He joined the LA County Sheriff's Department. He spent 11 years there, and in those 11 years, he worked SCB, which is our equivalent of SWAT, and eventually rose to the rank of sergeant in that assignment. While he was there, he met and married Barbara McWilliams, also a sheriff's deputy. Now, Joe and I didn't know it at the time, but we were on similar paths, because at the same time as Joe met and married Barbara, I was meeting and marrying another sheriff's deputy, Cindy, who joined me at in the graduation today. And Cindy and I were able to solve that final puzzle that everybody strive to solve, and that is, what happens when you mix blue with green? What color do you get? Well, my two children are Los Angeles police officers, so it turns out you get blue. Joe decided that he wanted a different path. And 21 years ago, he sat in one of those seats. He became an LAPD recruit after 11 years in the Sheriff's Department. And as an LAPD recruit, he had to do all the things that you're about ready to have to do. He had to work morning watch. He had to go to places that are difficult to work. He had to work in assignments that were very, very tough. And as he did that, he constantly grew. The challenge in policing is not to have strong arms. It's not to know the law, although all those things are important. It's not to be proficient with firearms, although that's important. The challenge with policing is to grow, is to recognize that you're going to change as the job, as your age, as your experience changes you, and make that change positive. Joe was able to do that. I got to see Joe when he was a very young police officer, and I was his watch commander in the Southeast Division. I got to see him again when he was a sergeant at Rampart and worked not only the field there, but also as my adjutant when I was the captain there. I got to see him make his return to special enforcement in Metropolitan Division. I got to see him as a SWAT officer, and I got to see him as a lieutenant in charge of C Platoon, and its pivotal role in what Mr. Mack talked about, the removal of the Occupy LA campers from City Hall South Salon. And the level of maturity that developed, not only in Joe, but in the men and women that worked for him through Joe, is amazing. And that's why this department is successful. Because we realize that while it may indeed be the badge and the gun that give us or represent our authority, that is not where our real authority lies. Your real authority, your true authority, the reason that we can police a city of 4 million with 10,000 cops is because the public believes in you. That's your real authority. It is the public mandate. 2 times in recent history, one time during my father's career and one time during my career, we have lost that public mandate. 1965 and 1992, this city was torn apart by riot. Now, whatever you attributed the reasoning to, it makes no difference. Because the fact was that we had lost our moral authority. And when even 1% of the population decides they don't want to be policed, we can't do that. We cannot control even 1% of the population. So always remember, everything you do, build upon your and the department's moral authority. You do that by doing the right thing, by demonstrating that you not only understand the letter of the law, you understand the letter of the law well enough to apply its spirit. Sometimes the letter of the law does not solve a situation, but the spirit of the law always does, and you have to know the difference. This may be the most important thing I say to you. You also have to understand that policing is the one, the singular, the only profession in which process is more important than the result. If you do things the wrong way, if you break the law to enforce the law, if you ignore the Constitution in order to obtain what you think is a positive result, all the things I talked about go for naught. All that public confidence that gives you your moral authority goes away. Each and every one of you, each and every day, has to put money in this bank of moral authority by doing the right thing. Sometimes that's the letter of the law, sometimes that's the spirit of the law, but it's always clear because it's what's right. That's my message to the class. That's the message that I watched Joe learn as he matured as a police officer and as a sergeant and as a lieutenant, and it's what I expect from you. To the families and friends, loved ones, in order for these young officers to be successful, the most important thing is not what the academy gave them. It's not what the police department gave them. It's not the things they learned here over the last months. It's not even the things they'll learn from their training officers. It's the things they learn from you. It is the value of right and wrong. It is the morality. That is the thing that makes them of value to me. And what I ask from you, you watch your young officer. You watch them as they mature. You make sure that they maintain that morality that got them this job. That's what got them this job. It's not because they can run fast. It's not because they can shoot straight. It's not because they can do 100 push-ups. None of that. It's because they can do the right thing. And they have demonstrated that in their lives up till now. You have to make sure they continue to do that. You have to make sure that they never become what they seek, become what they chase. There's a there's a saying that you have to be careful when you pursue monsters and to the lest you become one. They will see things that will forever change them, but it cannot change them at their core. It may change the way that they see things. It may change their point of view, their perspective, but it cannot change their inner goodness. It cannot change what got them this job. And that's what I ask from the families. And this is a lot to ask, because you will see them pulled. You will see them troubled by what they see. You will see them overcompensate. I saw myself do it as a young police officer. I see my kids do it. This is a natural state that young officers go through. But you have to always bring them back and always remind them that they don't know more than you about this. You taught them what they needed to have to become Los Angeles police officers. You need to remind them of that. And if you do these things, if the families, friends, loved ones, if you care for these young officers as they mature, and if you officers, if you do the right thing, I will make you this promise. That while you protect and serve the people of Los Angeles, I will protect and serve you as your chief of police. Thank you.